Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm excited about my guest because he's going to help equip entrepreneurs. He knows everything that you can know about SBA loans, financing. It's how he purchased his first company. I have Joshua Kim with me. Joshua, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Thanks, Sean. Glad to be here.
Because I was kind of looking at your background. I mean, you clearly have figured out SBA loans and how to make them work for business owners.
Yeah, that's definitely kind of my realm of expertise. I spend, a lot of people give SBA loans a bad knock. They had a bad experience with one, or someone they knew had a bad experience with one, and they just never want to explore it. And a lot of what I think would benefit people to know is a lot of time it's not the SBA that's creating the issue. It's the banks you're going to. The best SBA lenders are probably banks you've never heard of. They're ones that are smaller, more regional, or they're just niche focused and they don't really do a lot else. Generally speaking, the larger lenders, they suck at doing it. And I learned that firsthand because I had to talk with a lot of banks for my first project to go purchase a business, you know. And so the lender that actually ended up doing it is, you know, one of the top SBA lenders in the country, but, you know, most people would have, you know, never heard of them. So.
And then kind of how did you, you know to go to an SBA loan to buy your first business? Just kind of share with us that genesis of that story, because obviously you're not that old. So
yeah.
And how did you understand that and how did you make it all happen?
Well, you know, I had a mentor of mine. He, you know, Dan Pena, he's a guy a lot of people might have heard about. And a lot of what he teaches is basically how to go out there and purchase a business, you know, effectively do a roll up. I ended up buying three businesses before I ended up selling them off. But, you know, he kind of gave me the high level idea about, hey, you know, this would be a good thing to do, go out there, acquire a business. And so I had found a good business to purchase. It was this, you know, healthcare services company in Illinois. It was doing about $3 million a year in sales. And I was able to go structure an SBA loan with it, but, you know, not without a lot of headaches of getting different answers from different lenders. And it was that firsthand experience that made me realize, you know, hey, you know, I know this is doable, but my issue is just finding the right lender to go to. And I'm sure a lot of other people have it too.
Yeah, no, I mean, SBA loans have been around forever and they are quite helpful. And you know, if you, and sometimes they're your only way you can get a loan. So, I mean, people, you know, they're a tremendous resource that are available out there, but I always thought they'd, you know, they're just so complicated. You know, I think people always feel like that, or I'm never going to get that loan. And what do you think are the myths that people hear that aren't true?
I think it comes down to a couple of things. I mean, I really kind of break it down to five myths. I mean, the top one is, you know, not all banks are created equal, like I touched on. I mean, you know, most people, the only mistake they ever make with an SBA loan is, you know, that they're going out there, to their depository bank, Chase, Bank of America, whatever. And those are usually the worst banks to do it through. You know, those ones are very hard to get anything approved. I mean, I've had dentists with 800 FICO scores who make $1 million a year not be able to get an SBA loan on the structure that they want for their deal from one of those banks. I guess another myth is a lot of people are like, my business won't qualify for SBA financing. And, you know, I just tell people, you know, go do some digging. I guarantee you it probably is. 99% of businesses out there are. And so it's either, it comes down to, my business doesn't qualify because it's too big, or they don't think the industry is eligible. And I just encourage people to go out and look, because it's, the box is a lot bigger than what most people would think. What's another myth? Probably another one is that you need a lot of collateral or cash to get one. And honestly, that's feedback that most people have with SBA loans, primarily because they're going to the wrong lenders. And the lenders say, we need to see this amount of cash in the deal, or we need to see this much amount of cash in your balance sheet to give you this loan. And that's not an SBA policy, that's a bank policy. And so by working with the right lenders, again, you can avoid a lot of those issues.
The question I have is just thinking about this, you know, so who is out there that probably should be listening, where an SBA loan might be really helpful for their situation? Because I know the answer to some of these, and I don't even do what you do, because I know the power of leveraging money. And you give me money, other people's money, I like that. So to share the instances where the audience is listening and they're like, you might be a candidate for an SBA loan, you don't even realize it, and what it can do for you.
Oh, the way that I tell people, like, you know, are you eligible for an SBA loan, or, you know, are you a candidate for it? Not eligibility per se. Do you have a need for capital in your business? I mean, whether it's to buy a building, do tenant improvements, buy out a business partner, just to get general growth and working capital. If you answer yes to any one of those questions, you're more than likely a good candidate for SBA financing. You just don't realize it, right? So, I mean, that's what I would say. You know, are you a candidate for it? Just do you have a need for money, right?
Yeah. There you go.
And instead of going out there and getting these loans at 20-30% online through some of these other, through some of these other finance brokers online, you know, go look at SBA as an option. I do tell people, like, look, if all you need is, you know, $20,000, an SBA loan is really not going to be worth it. But, you know, if you've got a need above and beyond that, say 75 to 100,000 or more, all the way up to, you know, $5 to $10 million, SBA financing is really probably objectively the best option out there. You know, and a lot of it is because the government's guaranteeing a significant portion of that loan. The bank's risk is a lot lower, and they're more willing to give it out.
Now, how did you, you know, I guess my question is, what do you do for people and helping them understand this whole process? Mm-hmm. This is where your expertise, you know, how do you help people with this process? There we go.
Yeah. So I work with a lot of business owners directly. And so how I help them is they have a capital need. They come to me and say, hey, look, we need to raise X amount of money. Maybe it's to buy a building, to buy a partner, to buy another business, whatever the case might be. And I look at the business and I say, okay, well, you know, here's your revenue, here's your cash flow, here's what you guys would probably be eligible for, to qualify for. And then from there, we take the time to go put a package together of all the financials, and then we put it in front of one of the banks. And really the biggest value that I bring to the table is because I know what each bank has a different credit box, right? I was touching on that earlier. I know which lenders will do what kinds of deals. So if you came to me and said, hey, I want to go buy a FedEx roof, I'm going to go send you up to a lender that specializes, if you're not specializes, but likes doing FedEx REIT business acquisitions. If you're a dentist and you need capital to go buy a building, there's a different lender for that. If you run an e-commerce business, you only need $150,000 of growth capital, there's a different lender for that. But because I kind of have this Rolodex in my head of which lenders do what, and I stay up to date on who, you know, what lenders do, what kind of financing, that's really where the value add is brought. Not just helping them put it together and, yeah, you know, walk through what they need, but finding the right, marrying them up with the right lender for their needs.
And it's funny that you say that, because, you know, I'm in the service businesses for over 21 years. And you said, I always say I have the best Rolodex. Like, I know how to connect. I can streamline almost any project just because my Rolodex is so good. I know who's the best in every area. And if I refer somebody or I make that connection, it's because there's a high probability that it's, and it's because you said that statement. I say that once a week, where I'll say to somebody, I'll just hold my phone out. I said, this is the difference maker. My phone, who I have in here and who I can connect you to is the difference maker. And there's no
exactly
doubt. And it makes a big difference. And the funny thing is, I think people, you know, cash, more capital allows you the opportunity to grow at an exponential level. I just don't know how you know, so many people struggle, you know, they're cash poor. It's like not having oxygen.
Right.
You're always in a survival mindset.
Well, what I would say too, and this is kind of something that I found, like we're doing a lot of partnerships with other business coaches, business consultants. I mean, if anyone in the audience, you're a coach, a consultant, you know, maybe a digital marketing specialist, you know, reach out to me, because a lot of what I've identified is that, you know, other folks out there, they're consultants, they're specialists in helping business owners when it comes to managing the business, growing the business, or whatever, but everyone's overlooking like the other leg of the stool, which is the money. I mean, you can bring someone, you know, 1 million leads a day and he can close on 1 million leads a day, but if he doesn't have the money
to fulfill,
he's, you know, he's bottlenecked and he can only grow so fast. And so, you know, like you said, it's the oxygen in the air that everyone needs. But everyone's focused on, okay, let's get new leads in the door. Let's get, you know, new this, new that. And, you know, you can geometrically scale your growth by doing that. You cannot exponentially scale your growth without outside capital. And that's really where, I mean, that's kind of where I help, I look at the business. I say, you know, I've got some guys right now where I'm helping them get as much as $8.5 million. I have a surgeon I'm working with. He's getting $8.5 million to buy two buildings and get some extra capital and refinance some stuff. And I modeled out the cash flow savings for them, you know, even with the fact that they're getting an extra $600,000 of cash injected into the business from this loan, the way that I structured it all, they're saving $25,000 a month compared to their current structure by refinancing a lot of stuff, lower rate mortgages. And it's really a lot.
I'm looking at my situation. I'm like, golly day, this is a guy I might need to talk to you, because you're always restructuring debt. You know, that's something that it's always appealing. Let me ask you this, you know, people that have maybe taken advantage of these PPE loans, you know, which are, I guess, SBA backed, are they, you know, not good candidates because they have a
PPE loan? No, almost everyone got a PPP loan. Almost all the people that I'm getting financings for got a PPP loan. I'm working with like a lot of dentists, manufacturing businesses. I mean, you name it. And restructuring debt is definitely one of those things you can do with an SBA loan if you've got higher interest line of credit cards, and you're using that to scale your business, you should definitely look into.
There you go. No, because I know people that are probably getting PPE loans are thinking, oh gosh, you know, I can't get one. So I definitely wanted to touch base with that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, obviously there are considerations there. You know, you got to make sure that you're, you know, getting it forgiven and whatnot, and they have to underwrite an account for it. But yeah, having a PPP loan does not disqualify you from getting a 7(a) loan. Almost all the folks that I'm working with right now got some form of SBA money, SBA disaster money last year. Well, even with the current loans, 7(a) and 504, I thought I would mention this. If you get a loan right now, the government will pay you to borrow money. They're going to pay the first 3 to 6 months of the loan for you and waive all the guarantee fees. If you borrow $500,000 through a 7(a) loan, the average savings could be anywhere from like $40,000 to $50,000. So there's a lot of other upsides from these COVID stimulus bills that most people aren't aware about with these other flagship loan products, because the only ones getting in the press are the PPP and the EIDL. So
that's amazing. How do people connect with you? How do they find you? Because I just feel like I just took a financing class.
What?
How do they connect with you? How do they find you? How can they, you know, hire your services?
You can reach out to me through my website. It's 7accelerator.com. You can always reach out to me directly by email, josh@7accelerator. You can book a call to our site. You know, good chance I'll take it. Maybe one of those other sales guys. If you want to reach out to me directly, it's just josh@7accelerator.com. And, you know, reach out, tell me what, you know, tell me a little bit about your business, what kind of financing needs you have. And, you know, the other thing I'll mention too is like, I don't, you know, my core of expertise is SBA, but I have a good Rolodex of other financing options for people. If it doesn't fit in SBA's box, if it's a smaller dollar amount, or you'd be better suited with something conventional, I do have other lenders that I can refer out to. So even if you're not sure an SBA loan is suitable for you, I can definitely refer out as needed.
Great. Perfect. Thank you. Again, this podcast is designed to encourage, to equip, and to educate entrepreneurs. Today was the equipping. If you need more financing, you need more cash, and I have rarely met a business owner who didn't, reach out to Joshua Kim, josh@7accelerator.com. Again, this is his specialty. Joshua, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thanks, Sean. Hoping to hopefully my knowledge here is something that would benefit your audience, and hopefully I can help a couple of them with refinance or growth financing. Feel free to reach out. I can connect you with right folks.
I'm sure you will. Audience, reach out to him if you need some cash. Again, this is Sean Castorina, the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com.